there's an interesting side story, is that they had a little pool that they conducted for each test on when it would collapse. When I came here, they were shooting underground shots, so they collapsed at some time after shot. So what they had was a notebook with times on it, and you signed up and put a dollar in the, and you took a chance on what time it was going to collapse. And the very first shot I attended with Don Henrys, I won. And they read my name, and the guy who read it says, well, who the hell's Leighton O'Neill?
They got to know you, though.
Yeah. And I won the very first shot with the pool. So.
So you guys used to have pools on that. That's great.
Yeah, but what I was getting around to, they didn't. It took a long time for Don to convince them that they ought to have a health physicist representing AEC to support the manager on the group. And then we finally, when they built the new control room, we got a seat there, and we sat on the advisory board behind the advisory group that was down front on the table. So we were involved, and Ollie was that person on the Bainbury event. And our responsibility was to try to help maneuver the contractor and work with it. They had an office upstairs, and we talked directly to them.
Okay.
And they gave all the orders. We just talked to the supervisor that was on duty from RICO. And we became involved. It became a more hands-on when we went to Ruleson and Rio Blanco. I was the only health physics representative there outside of the contractor.
Uh-huh.
And I had quite a bit of authority. In fact, at times I was the only AEC person there, when the engineer in charge would go to town or something like that. One of us, between us, we always made sure one of the AEC people were there.
Yeah.
So we had a lot of control at that time. And those people were great people. They were Everline Instrument Corporation with their own health physicists. And we didn't have any problem with them ever. It seemed to be on the test site where they'd been working without.
That they were sort of resistant to you guys coming in.
Yeah, they'd been there for years, since. Since the early testing.
Yeah. So did your job sort of change over the years?
It did change, in that I slowly but steadily worked my way up to becoming the supervisor.
Mm-hmm.
I became the chief of the radiological operations branch.
Oh, what?
And that was, branch chief in 1987. Mm-hmm. I was acting branch chief in 86. And then we reorganized, and I was the chief of the defense waste branch in 1990. I left the health physics part, sort of, and became the head of the defense waste branch, and we were responsible for looking over the contractor's operation on disposal of radioactive waste out the test site, low-level waste.
Okay.
That's everything but fuel elements.
Okay.
So it's not really low level.